Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the silly? Oh, permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My co-worker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is more than a house, it's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. How we doing, everybody? Thanks so much for joining us on a fine Thursday morning. Coming up next hour, Chad Brown's going to join us, former standout linebacker in the NFL. Also, a Colorado standout in college, as well as got our breakdown on championship weekend in college football. We'll do that coming up in a little over an hour from now. Also, later on in this hour, the 12 DAs of Christmas with the last team out before tomorrow's number 12 unveiling. But joining us now, a man of unbelievable accomplishments, Pro Bowls, Super Bowl appearances, Giants Ring of Honor, hosts Tiki and Tierney right here on CBS Sports Radio, simulcast of the CBS Sports Network, and this week it will be on the game call of Bengals and Browns on the NFL on CBS. Our good friend Tiki Barber joining us this morning. Tiki, good morning.
What's happening, DA?
Not much, man.
Did I get beamed up?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Bilotti. Took you a little bit of time. Bilotti. You guys are awesome, man.
You ask and we deliver. Thanks so much for joining us. This is awesome. And you're on the game call for Bengals and Browns. And so, you know, the Browns are one of the biggest stories in football this year. Why haven't they been able to put it all together? In your estimation, what's the biggest thing that's held back the Browns this year?
Well, let's not forget the history of the Browns. It's not one of winning.
And, I mean, yeah.
Yes, Baker Mayfield injected some excitement last season, and they got off the snide. But it takes a culture. It takes a development of a culture in order to consistently win. And I think getting distracted by the expectations, not being focused on developing the things that matter, like what's our route tree look like? And if we get into trouble, what are our scramble rules look like? In situational football, what are we doing to win the close games? And they just haven't developed that yet. Freddie Kitchens is a rookie as a head coach, even though he had interim experience last year. Odell and Baker are new together, so they're still trying to develop a chemistry. The targets aren't right and everything else. They do, interestingly, though, have a lot of positives to talk about. And so while people on the outside will say, yeah, Freddie Kitchens is done, he's going to get fired, they're quietly really good defensively, top 10 against the pass. They have the top rusher in football. They kept leading the NFL in rushing. So some things are working. They're just having some growing pains because the culture of winning hasn't been there for a decade, and it's going to take some time. I think a lot of it, though, is on them because they pushed it out. Like, they made themselves feel like, at least from the outside, that they were Super Bowl viable. They're not there yet. They may be in a couple of years. They just weren't. They're premature in how they view themselves, I think.
Right. So do you think it's not a foregone conclusion, then, that Freddie Kitchens gets fired?
I don't. I really don't, because there's just too many positives to point to and things that you talk about. And look, we talk about Myles Garrett and look at their defensive front and say, well, without Myles Garrett, who are they? Well, Larry Ogunjobi has 7 tackles for a loss, which is fourth or fifth in the league. And as a team, they're third in the league in tackles for a loss. They're right up there in the top 10 in sacks. on the season. And Denzel Ward, some of these impact players, Greedy Williams, there's talent. They're young and they're still learning how to do it. But it's positive. It's not like these guys have laid down and quit. They're just not smart enough to make the important plays at the important times yet, at least not collectively. Individually they will, but not collectively. And that comes from being together. So, yeah, I mean, the Browns could be rash and say, yeah, Freddie's not our guy, and let's blow this thing up and start over again. But you're starting all over again, and you just started over a year ago. So I don't think it's foregone. I think he actually gets another year.
Mm. Tiki Barber joins us this morning here on the show, our good friend and colleague here at CBS Sports Radio. He's going to be on the call for Bengals and Browns coming up on CBS 1 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday. Do you think Ron Rivera will be highly coveted in the offseason?
You know, we talked about this yesterday, me and BT did, on our show, and I don't know if highly coveted is the right word, because with the trend, as you know, is towards these younger guru types, and if you can find one of these coaches in college, like a Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma, or Matt Rhule, who's done some good things at Baylor, if you can pull one of those guys, that's probably choice one. But I do think Ron Rivera has value as an advisor in the short term, and maybe an assistant head coach in the long term. Right? That's what remember LA hires Sean McVay, no coaching, head coaching experience, but obviously a genius, so to speak, in the offensive quarterbacking and offensive coordinator roles. He hired Wade Phillips as his defensive coordinator / associate head coach, so he has a value. Some of these young coaches who don't have head coaching experience, as well as the success that a locker room needs. So highly coveted, I'd say no, but valuable to some franchise, absolutely.
So let's talk about your former franchise, the New York Giants, because people are wondering if Pat Shurmur is going to be back. And Shurmur keeps noting, hey, this is a really young roster. What you don't see on Sundays, we're seeing behind the scenes at practice every day. A lot of growth that I'm seeing behind the scenes. Do you buy that? Do you think that we might not know the progress the organization has made because it hasn't seemed so on Sundays?
Yeah, well, there's also a lot of injuries that they've dealt with. And, you know, from Sterling Shepard's concussions that forced him to miss a bunch of games. Evan Engram, I mean, how many games has he missed this season already? So these players who were supposed to be counted on to be part of the growth process just haven't been available. Saquon, he was banged up for a couple of weeks, and even though he's been playing, he's not who we saw as rookie of the year and one of the best running backs last season. I think in some ways, when you start a rookie at quarterback, and trust me, I went through this with Eli, and it was as ugly, if not worse, than what the Giants are doing right now. When Eli was a rookie. Now look where Eli went. And the same conversations were happening after a couple of years. Well, Tom Coughlin's not the guy. He can't get this done. Look how poorly they're playing offensively. I think what the Giants are caught in, and this is why I don't believe that he'll get fired this season, because they have an immediate past history of the exact scenario, right? Tom Coughlin comes in, he has to change over the roster. And so for a couple of years, it's just a dearth of talent on both sides of the ball. Slowly but surely, you build that talent back up. At the same time, your quarterback starts to grow and figure out what it takes to be a quarterback in the National Football League. And eventually, you get really good because you have all the good pieces and you win championships. And so the Giants know that. And they're historically more patient, McAdoo notwithstanding, with coaches than some other teams around the league. So I think Pat Shurmur is right that there is things happening behind the scenes that we don't see because the product looks terrible on field, but it's not a short term view that you have to take as a Giants. It's a long term view that you have to take, and I think they prepped everybody for that, but nobody wants to hear it because Daniel Jones came in and won that first game against Tampa. It's like, hey, we're back. No, you're not. And hold your brakes. Pump your brakes a little bit.
Yeah. Tiki Barber joins us this morning here on the show. He's got the call of Browns and Bengals coming up this weekend on the NFL on CBS. You know, final note of the Giants, now that Daniel Jones is injured, we're going to see Eli Manning back on the field. And
yeah.
Who knows what that's going to be like, but do you think we'll be seeing the final 4 weeks of Eli Manning here and maybe the final start of his career, or do you think that he'll be back next season?
No, I think he'll be back. I just don't know in what capacity, because he doesn't have a contract with the Giants, and so if someone wants to take him, the question will be what he wants to do. Does he want to uproot his family with his, I think he has four girls now, and maybe even a son. Does he want to uproot his family from Summit, New Jersey, and go to some other place in the country to play football for a couple of years and, you know, not ever really reestablish the glory that he had here in New York? That's a decision. It's a hard decision to make. If he loves it and wants to continue to play, he'll do what his brother did, which was know that his time was done. His Peyton obviously was different because of injury. Go someplace else for a couple of years. Maybe, you know, find lightning in a bottle and strike gold, or whatever you want to say, the cliche you want to say, and then call it a career. Maybe. I don't think that happens. I think if he's done here, and the Giants don't want to extend him to be, you know, a backup for a year, that he might hang it up. But with that said, this Monday night it's going to be compelling and emotional in a lot of ways, because we haven't seen Eli in a long time, and that ire and that vitriol that we had, like, oh, he's done, you know, we don't want to see Eli anymore. That's all washed away.
Right.
We kind of have this. Man, it's going to be nice to see Eli, right? And he what happens if he leads us to a win? It is an opportunity for a really feel-good moment with Eli. You know, you hate to paint these glossy and rosy pictures about sport like football, but sometimes they deserve to be painted, and that could happen with Eli in these last couple of weeks here with the New York Giants, because of where the season has gone.
Yeah. Catch all of the action this Sunday, starting with that other pregame show, CBS Sports Network, 8 a.m. Eastern time, followed by the NFL Today on CBS at noon. Full slate of games on CBS. Tiki's going to be on the call with Beth Mowins coming up on Sunday. Bengals and Browns, 1 p.m. Eastern time on CBS. Tiki, can't wait to see you back here at the studio in a few hours. And congratulations to your Wahoos, UVA.
I know. We're in the ACC championship game. Went in the Coastal for the first time, for the opportunity and the right to hopefully not get our butts kicked by the Clemson Tigers. We're there. That's all I can say. We're there.
That's right.
You never know.
That's right. Thanks, Teak. Be good, man.
Be good,
okay.
D.A.
We'll see you in a little bit. Tiki Barber joining us this morning on the show. You can listen to him, Tiki and Tierney, right here on CBS Sports Radio from 2 p.m. until 6 p.m. here on CBS Sports Radio. 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. on CBS Sports Radio on Eastern Time. And, of course, on the CBS Sports Network as well. Also, CBS has Ravens and Bills this weekend, Colts and Buccaneers, Broncos and Texans, Bengals and Browns, Dolphins and Jets, and then late games, Chiefs and Patriots, Steelers and Cardinals, Titans and Raiders. Craig tweets, not to mention, D.A., this tired America's team nonsense and the inability of the, quote, best offensive line of the league for the Cowboys to open up holes for Zeke over and over and over. Because why? The Cowboys don't deserve anything like a home playoff game. They foisted on the American public weekly. We're relegated to watching week after week garbage offense and Jerry's mug in the suites. Daryl tweets, my best friend and I always fight about the NFL playoffs. He's a Jags fan and thinks it's fine the way that it is because it rewards the division winners. The slot in the playoffs is your reward. No need to reseed, or they should reseed once they get in, and then higher record gets the seed. Look, I just find it hysterical that the same people that complain, oh, participation trophies, oh, everybody's a winner in America in 2019. Why don't we reward greatness? Are the same ones saying, yeah, let a 7-9 team host a playoff game. It's stupid. It's dumb. Imagine we got to the NBA Finals and the Golden State Warriors won 70 games but didn't have home court advantage because that year just so happened the Eastern Conference had home court. That's as dumb as this. That's as dumb, and it's what baseball used to do. Oh, yeah, you know what? You won 108 games? That's okay. You don't get Game 7 of the World Series because it's an NL year. That's just as loony as this. Win the division? Fine. You can punch your ticket to the playoffs. Host a playoff game? You should have the better record. Why reward mediocrity? Oh, but they won the division. Same people are the ones that say, well, we shouldn't reward mediocrity with kids in America. Why does everybody get a participation trophy? Huh? Why? Hosting a playoff game at 7-8-1, or this year the NFC East hosting a playoff game at 8-8 or 7-9, is the same thing. Rewarding mediocrity. Get it through your skulls, you imbeciles.
But they won the division.
Come on. Smarten up, Einstein. When we come back here on the show, the New York Mets could be sold to a guy worth $13 billion, making him the richest owner in professional sports. What? Is this the future of American sports? I'll tell you what I mean coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Grab a surge protector. You're about to be zapped.
Shout out to my family. If loving DA is wrong, I don't want to be right.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
23 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Sunday, another NFL on CBS doubleheader. First, Baltimore's MVP candidate Lamar Jackson takes his show on the road to Buffalo, followed by a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game with the Patriots. Welcome to the Chiefs. It all starts with the NFL today at noon Eastern Time, 9 Pacific, only on CBS. Coming up in about 20 minutes from now, the last candidate for the first four out of the 12 DAs of Christmas. Tomorrow we begin with number 12. Get in your votes, because at noon Eastern Time, an hour and a half from now, a little bit more than that, we will close the ballots, close the voting from you guys, and your vote does count towards the ranking of the 12 DAs of Christmas. Vote either via Facebook at facebook.com/TheDAShow or on Twitter, DA on CBS, or Mraz retweeted them as well. The New York Mets are in the process. And by the way, Tiki, our good friend who just joined us before, had this a day before anybody else did. The New York Mets are in the process of being sold to a man named Steve Cohen, who grew up as a Mets fan. He's in his early 60s. He's a hedge fund manager, and he is worth $13 billion. Now, to put that into some type of context, I think the Cowboys are worth about $5 billion. Imagine owning two Cowboys franchises. That's the worth of this guy. And he is going to pay about $2.2 billion for 80% of the Mets. So the valuation of the Mets came in at about $2.6 billion, I believe. So you have this guy who's going to buy the Mets at $2.2 billion. You just had Dave Tepper buy the Carolina Panthers for $2.2 billion. You had Steve Ballmer buy the Clippers for $2 billion. What do these guys have in common? These guys are new money guys. These guys are self-made billionaires. These guys are cracking into some of the most exclusive clubs in the world by buying their way in. And they're doing it with their own billions. Okay? Now compare that to how some of the other franchises in sports have long been owned. In New York, the other baseball team, the Yankees, have been passed down within the Steinbrenner family. George bought the team in 1973 when you weren't paying billions. Granted, inflation, but it wasn't a billion-dollar industry. And now all of his kids get to run the Yankees. The New York Giants, it's now a legacy ownership, has been within the Mara family for nearly 90 years. And the Tisch family also, the son of the original Tisch who bought in to the Giants. Mark Davis with the Raiders is moving the Raiders to Las Vegas because apparently he's not worth much money. That all of his worth is just the franchise because he's not really a business guy. He's kind of adult. But his dad happened to buy the Raiders once upon a time when it was affordable and now owned the enterprise. There's a lot of families that have owned franchises well before you had to pay $2 billion for it. Think about that number. To provide some context, Steve Cohen, this guy who's worth $13 billion trying to buy the Mets, is going to buy them from the Wilpon family, who spent $120 million about 18 years ago. Think about that return on investment. The Wilpon spent $120 million in 2002. In 2020, they'll sell for $2.2 billion. I mean, it seems quaint to spend $120 million on a franchise now. And that was a baseball team in New York City. Once upon a time, you could get in by being really rich. Now, you can't. You got to be billions rich. Billions! And what this is going to do, we just saw Dave Tepper fire Ron Rivera. We just saw Steve Ballmer go all in, building new facilities. He wants to build his own arena in L.A., apart from Staples Center. He wants to go big, redid the uniforms, got Kawhi, got Paul George, said make the move. Let's get real. Let's get relevant. Let's win. You've got money that's changing the culture of former losers. Look at Milwaukee. The Bucks were nothing. Family-owned enterprise. Always skinflints. Always the cheap guys. Always spendthrifts. No way. We're never going to spend a lot of money on free agents or anything else. Now, change the identity of the team. Let's build a new arena. Let's go for it. In Golden State with the Warriors. Tech money came in. Billionaires. Let's go. Let's build a new arena. Let's change the threads. New identity. Let's win. Let's spend. What can we do? These guys are coming in now. If you spend $1 billion or $2 billion to buy a franchise, guess what you want? Return. Not on investment financially necessarily, winning. Let's do it my way. I spent the money. I put up $2 billion of my own money. Let's go. Let's win. The expectation with the Mets is if this guy gets the team, it's game on. Dodgers, game on. Yankees, game on. Cubs, game on. Red Sox. Let's go. Dave Tepper, he's not sitting around with 7-9. Spent $2 billion. You think a guy that spends $2 billion goes, yeah, you know what? 7-9 is fine. Yeah, let's just bring in that television money. No way. No way. Steve Ballmer? The guy's worth how many billions of dollars? They're going, you're going to spend $2 billion on the Clippers? On the Clippers? Which was a family affair. Donald Sterling buys in before he even had to be rich to be in the NBA. $2 billion? He goes, yeah, I got the money. This is my passion play now. I won business. Now I want to win sports. I want to be in the NBA. I want to be an owner. Let's go. Let's win. You think Steve Ballmer pays $2 billion to own a team that's an 8 seed in the West? No way. Nuh-uh. No. And the crazy thing is, these guys are going to turn leagues on their ears by being real loud about being able to pay their way into winning. They don't like salary caps. They don't like luxury taxes.
They want to spend their money to win now. And it's a little bit like the English Premier League. You've got Russian oligarchs, and you've got Saudi oil money. You've got sheiks going, salary caps? What? My family is worth all of the Middle East. I own diamond. Oh, that's a nice company. No, I own all the diamonds in Russia. Like, that whole thing, I own it. Oh, nice. What's your family company? Granite. What do you mean? Is that like an investment company? No, I own all the granite in the country. That's that money that just goes, okay, now we're about to win. We're going to cut the check for everything. That's the change. And of course, there is salary cap structures in a number of the leagues that we have in sports, but these guys don't want to wait around. And that is a sea change that is happening. These teams don't come up very often. Now you need multiple billions to get in. And if you need multiple billions to get in, guess what? You ain't waiting around. That's the future. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back, your best audio of the day. And that includes the sports pope breaking into CBS Sports Radio Studios yesterday to break some news that I just talked about. Plus, the last one of the first four out on the 12 DAs of Christmas. That's next, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This year like last year, the best is right here on CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And a happy Thursday to you, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by GEICO. Everyone, here's a quick way you could save money switching to GEICO. Homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance, too. Get it all, GEICO.com. Thanks so much for joining us. 41 minutes past the hour coming up here on the show. We've got the last one out of the first four out on the 12 DAs of Christmas. So the last one, basically number 13 on the list, if you will, before the 12 DAs begins tomorrow. And PGP, go get it. The Permission Granted podcast. Mraz and I deep dive into the 12 DAs voting. We also discuss fallout following the Taco Bell dip. It is all here. It is all for you. The show about the show. And it's this week's Permission Granted podcast. Available all places podcasts are available, including iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and radio.com. AZ and Wisco tweets, I just voted for the exquisite Mraz Pat Shermer rant specifically because of the my fat ass portion of the soliloquy. Audible anger turns into rage, turns into lunacy. I love it. AZ and Wisco, I would also say that Mraz's Pat Shermer rant was impeccable video as well because the color of his face notably changed. It went from a pinkish hue to a bright cherry red to a purple. By the end of that rant, and the rant is probably about 4 minutes, it hit a stage of purple. I never seen that before.
My ass! My fat ass! Pat.
So you can vote, cast your votes as well for the 12 DAs of Christmas by going to facebook.com/theDAShow or by going to our Twitter page.
Up till 1 a.m., get 4 hours of sleep, pregnant wife and all for this garbage!
The Silver Fox tweets, I totally agree with your take on the home field advantage of the playoffs. Well, thank you, Silver Fox. That means you're actually lucid. But to play devil's advocate, it's kind of nice for the weaker team to have the home field just to render more parity to the game. I mean, a 13-3 losing to a 7-9 team has only themselves to blame. So it's just not up to the structure of the playoffs to create the parity. That's the problem here, is that the regular season is built so that through a parity-level league, we actually find the best teams. And then to give them an immediate disadvantage is crazy. It makes absolutely no sense. None. I mean, let's just hypothetically say this in baseball, okay? Yankees and Red Sox go back and forth. They both have 105 wins. Yankees win the division, AL East, 109 wins. Red Sox are the wild card, 108. But you know what? Let's just put them on the road. One game playoff, one game wild card. It's Red Sox at Rangers. Why? It's just the way that it is this year. Rangers were the worst divisional team. Worst division record. They get to host the one game playoff. You'd be like, wait a second. So a 105 win Red Sox team should go on the road for one game. One game. Because the Rangers won the AL West with 85 wins? You're like, no, that's dumb. Of course it's stupid. It makes no sense. But people have their brains scrambled. Nate tweets, DA, the argument is weak. If a 12 or 13 win team can't beat a 7 or 8 win team regardless of location, you don't deserve the Super Bowl. The system is fine. That's not the issue. The issue is not whether the 13-3 team can get to the Super Bowl. The question is, why would you give them a competitive disadvantage despite them doing better? It's time for sound check.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Baker Mayfield on playing with a bruised hand.
Mama didn't raise a wuss.
Do you still fully expect to play Sunday?
I do.
Have you thrown it all since the game?
I have not.
Is it just strictly a bruise?
Yeah, from everything that we, you know, they evaluated. Just a nice contusion, bruise, whatever you want to call it.
Mama didn't raise no wuss. I'd like the doctors for the Browns to be like, all right, well, here's the situation. Can you grip the football? No. Does it hurt to grip it? Yes. Can you throw an effective football? No. Well, we're going to have to keep you out. Nope. Mama didn't raise no wuss. That's not quite. Can you be effective while doing this? That's the most important question here, Baker. Not Mama didn't raise no wuss.
Baker Mayfield.
Here's Sean McVay as Todd Gurley has finally seen an increase in touches.
Me not being an idiot, I think he's felt good. And really, he's done a nice job with that. So, you look at the Chicago game and then kind of just going from there. You don't want to make some of the same mistakes that you ended up making earlier on in the season. And I think he's done a nice job handling a bigger workload. But then also you do have confidence in those other guys if they need to give him a spell.
Todd Gurley is now being used because the Rams are desperate. The Rams didn't want to overwork him because of his knee. Sean McVay was worried. The organization was worried that he was not going to be as effective and right now needed to split time because of that knee. And they won't admit it. They can't admit it. But it's the truth. And so they tried to shift the entire offense away from running the football and towards the pass. And Jared Goff has dropped the ball on that. And so now, because they're desperate and they're scuffling for the playoffs, suddenly Sean McVay had his come to Jesus moment. Oh, yeah, we should go back to the ground game. And you know what? To hell with the knee. Let's get Todd Gurley touches. And guess what? The offense is better. Why you didn't use Gurley early in the season is only because you were scared of the knee and the Rams won't admit it. And finally, yesterday, Tiki Barber 2 days ago had mentioned that the Mets could be for sale. This took everybody by shock in New York. And yesterday, the news was confirmed by Mike Francesa barging into the Tiki and Tierney studios.
to the sport that...
Wait a second. Hold on a second. Wait a second. Hold on.
Hold on, Elliot. Hold on one second.
I just want to point something out. If we ever... Mike Francesa just walked into our studio.
Legend.
If, he is. He's Mike the Francesa. Legend. If I ever walked into your studio when you were studio, on the air...
I asked your producer if I could do it. He said yes.
So okay. If I asked Monto and he said yes, would you get mad at Monto?
Well, if you asked me first.
But I don't know
if he did. I don't know if he did. You want to leave? I'll leave.
No, he did. He
said we owe you all the pleasure, dude. Your mic is on.
The reason I did this was because this was the story that you had yesterday. So I just read this on the air. Of course, it was given to me. And it's going to be released in a minute. The Sterling Partners and Steve Cohen bought a bigger piece of the Mets.
Ah.
The Met, Will Pons will remain in charge, but I'll read you the piece so you have it since you had the story yesterday.
Okay? Go ahead, Mike.
It was your story. The Sterling Partners and Steve Cohen are negotiating an agreement in which Steve Cohen would increase his investment in the New York Mets.
First of all, I love Mike calling Steve Cohen worth $13 billion Stevie. Like he knows him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Stevie Cohen, you know, we go way back. We used to play Sandlot Ball together, okay? I used to call him Stevie. I knew him well before the $13 billion, which is about what I make per year, okay? But he's worth a lot of money, okay? It's a lot of money. I mean, it's not life-changing money, you know, but it's a lot of money. And look, Tiki had the story. Tiki, it's your story, okay? Tiki, it's obviously your story.
That is your sound check. It's time for the final entrant of the first four out. We go back to July the 17th.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. The 12 DAs of Christmas to all, and to all, a good night.
Mraz is still be pushing buttons as a part-timer over there on the Fan. A lot of you be stuck in another three shows that the hosts hated one another. Right, Bug? You'd have been frozen out by 13 different morning show hosts by now.
15.
Okay? 15. So I just want you guys to know how good you have it.
Where does the salt go?
In your french fries.
Exactly. You have no answer. You have funny wit.
So hot. Why do they make the salsa so hot?
I don't understand why he's not going bigger scoops of ice cream here.
Right. The adult in the room's going to get you 2-14 again and ruin Daniel Jones. The worst record since 2017. And that's on Pat Shermer. And that's on John Mara. 4 hours of sleep, pregnant wife at home for this garbage.
It hurts so bad. The door just totally smashed my fingers. I went to get the DA sign.
The door slammed on your finger?
Yeah, I swung it open.
The time is now. The place is here. And the whole wide world is filled with cheers.
On July the 17th, Mraz attempted to say the word amicably.
He was on a little itty-bitty 10-minute podcast that gets played on radio.com. You want to listen to Huge, you can listen to him bellyache and bemoan and all that. I pitched the idea about the stupid hot salsa thing to say it's not going to happen from my end. I want to make sure it's not going to happen from your end. And we go over everything, and I really try to force him to Taz and the Moose more since he likes going away with Taz to Vegas. So that's it, all right? Nobody can tell me there's a reinstatement being issued. Nobody can tell me I give in. I can see. No, no, no.
But you gave
no,
in.
No,
you
no
had,
I didn't.
It's you a, had him on side B.
To do a profile. I'm running out of guys. I'm running out.
There's the truth. There it is, right there.
If Bogus, you know, took our job seriously and was with us this week, I would have just done him this morning. But he was busy. He was preoccupied.
So, this is about you being lazy, being unable to find another guest.
No, no. Yes and no. Yes and no. If I can't find another guest, there's enough heat in the kitchen. It kills two birds, one stone, and now everybody could go away and stop worrying about huge freeze again.
This is only going to stoke the fires more.
No, it will not. No, it will not.
You just did a profile on him.
And you guys will listen, and you understand we leave it amicably, but amicably... Amicably?
You okay?
What is it? Amicably? Amicably. Wait, how do you say it? How do you say the word?
Keep trying, please.
Acclimatingy.
Amicably.
Amicably. Yeah, we left it amicably. And now you guys will understand.
You appeased your mom!
No, my mom could take a freaking lap! I'm only going to listen to permission graded profiles. I don't even know if she knows we do a side.
She's going to take a lap and listen to permission graded profiles.
No way.
Just because Robbie's on it.
No. It's in. It's over.
Number 13, if you will, the last one out of the 12 DAs of Christmas, right there.
I got a candidate for the 12 DAs, okay?
Tomorrow we start with number 12. Oh, that's such a good one. Acclimagagee? How do you say it? How do you say the word? The desperation in Mraz's voice. How do you say it? How do you say the word?
Wait, how do you say it? How do you say the word?
It's kind of like a Christmas story.
Amicably?
My tongue is stuck on the phone.
Acclimatiggy?
How do you say it? How do you say the word?
Amicably. Amicably. Amicably.
My tongue is stuck on the phone.
Wait, how do you say it?
How do you say the word?
How do you say the word?
Don't leave me, guys. Don't leave me.
I'm
stuck out here. I'm stuck. I can't believe there's 12 better than that. Oh, that's such a classic. Oh, I love that moment. When we come back here on the DA Show, who wins the West? The Niners or the Seahawks? It's next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.